One alleged espionage case that has lost attention over the years was the case of an American scientist who was being investigated for passing secrets to China. Today, NPR News analyst Daniel Shore takes note of a tacit admission by some news organizations that they shouldn't have been paying attention at all.
There are leaks and there are leaks. There are retaliatory leaks from government, like the outing of a covert CIA officer. There are public-spirited whistleblower leaks from inside government, like those that reveal secret prison camps and warrantless wiretapping. And then there are the phony leaks, leaks of false information for reasons to be divined. One such leak in 1999 was the planting of information that Wen Ho Li, a Taiwan-born American working at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, had been nailed as a spy for China in an investigation by the FBI and the Energy Department. At least five news organizations benefited from that leak with its wealth of details: the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, ABC News, and the Associated Press. After 9 months in solitary confinement, Dr. Li was cleared of the espionage suspicion and confessed to one count of having mishandled computer files. Dr. Li received an apology from the federal judge in open court. On the floor of the Senate, Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter said that the FBI and the Justice Department had failed to handle the matter properly. Dr. Li, seeking vindication after a years-long investigation, filed suit against the government for invasion of privacy. That case has now been settled, with the government agreeing to pay $895,000 and the news organizations paying an additional $750,000 in lieu of contempt citation for having refused to identify their sources. That is certainly preferable to going to jail for contempt, but it tends to make investigative reporting a pastime for the very rich media. In the incessant struggle over protection of sources, the question becomes, how do you deal with purveyors of sensations that turn out to be untrue and that invade the privacy of the targets? Answer, very carefully. This is Daniel Shore.